It's 10:30 now. There's an alarming account of this dreadful shark attack the other day. It's in the Cairns Post today, quite prominently displayed. It reads that Hinchinbrook commercial fishers Walter and Lisa Putzka say they wouldn't even consider spearfishing as a sport because of the increase in shark numbers. The pair's comments follow a bull shark's attack. Here we go again, bull shark again. I mean, I don't know, 20 years ago, did you hear much about bull sharks? I didn't. You heard about great whites and you heard about tiger sharks and grey nurses and whatever else. Now, so frequently now it's bull sharks. Now, this was following the bull shark's attack, Mission Beach spearfisher, this is Rick Betua, on the reef last Sunday morning. Now, he was rescued by a friend, and despite having no pulse, it's a miracle, isn't it, this one? He had no pulse when he was brought ashore down at Dungeness. This was just yesterday. He's now been listed in a stable condition, Mrs. Putzka said, though. If they left the boat for any reason, quote, you're doing it with someone looking out for you and you're doing it as quick as possible. She said in 30 years it's gone from us wallowing around in the water to us not wanting to get in the water at all. I wouldn't want to be floating around without a boat under me. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Putzker, it says, said that while sharks didn't have a substantial impact on their catch, the numbers of sharks had grown exponentially in recent years. Now, the gentleman who's been prepared to talk about this matter in the past is actually on the line again. I'm pleased to be able to welcome him back to the show after an extended period of silence. He's the senior fishing writer and founding member of the Cairns Tablelands Fish Stocking Association. John Mondora, good morning.
Good morning, John. Long time no talk.
Yeah, you've got well-rounded views, if you like, on the danger of sharks these days, and you've talked about these increasing numbers in the past. Can you fill us in once again on your position on this matter?
John, I've been fishing the reef for probably nearly 60 years now, and yeah, you catch a shark every now and again, but I've never, ever seen anything like what's going on in the last 3 or 4 years, or maybe a bit more than that. They are now at the stage of being where it's a miracle if you can pull a fish up without getting it eaten.
Mm.
And you can ask any fisherman in Cairns, go down the boat ramp and they'll give you a mouthful, I can tell you. In fact, it's going to be a full-on industry with guys buying electric rods and reels, which start at about $1,500, purely because they can, you know, you won't beat all the sharks, but you'll get 9 out of 10.
Okay.
So that's what the gentleman down at Lucinda's using.
Yeah.
And as your comment about bull sharks, I never heard of a bull shark when I was young, and now
yeah,
a very well-known and very highly respected guy at Cardwell said to me the other night, he said, I've got onto the scientists in Queensland who laugh at you unless you've got a degree, that bull sharks, they hunt in packs and they're actually killing the other sharks out, you know, killing big tigers and that. He said these things are a major problem because they go right up in the fresh water. They've been seen up past the little Mulgrave pub and way up at the Golden Hole in Babinda. So what are you going to do? You're going to take your five-year-old kid for a paddle around in the water up at... You've got to be joking, John. It's really got out of hand.
Yeah.
And I tell you how stupid some of these people are. I'm allowed to catch 3 Spanish mackerel, 7 coral trout, 9 nanny guys, 5 red emperors, and 1 shark under 5 foot long.
Mm.
So all they've successfully done, we used to sit on the beach at Curramine 20 years ago and watch all the trawlers go up and down. Now, every trawler had 20 or 30 sharks following.
Mm.
Well, the trawlers are gone, but the sharks are still there. But I don't know if that's the problem, John. I really don't. There's more to it than meets the eye. And, you know, I was talking to a gentleman the other day who I know very well, and he went out the reef at night and lost 21 rigs. Now, that's a $4 sinker and $2 worth of hooks, so $6. He said, it cost me more to effing will go out for hooks and sinkers and fuel. So
yeah,
it really has got out of hand. And this gentleman down at Cardwell said to me, John, do me a favour, don't fall over at night. Come to think of it, he said, don't fall over in the bloody daytime. So it really has got out of hand, John. So,
well, you've just blown me away saying they're now upstream from the little Mulgrave Hotel. Are you serious?
No, I'm bloody dead serious. Because at the Golden Hole right up in the mountains of Babinda, there's bloody bull sharks. They're big enough to eat the boat. And, you know, they can go way up into the fresh water. So, you know, people going for picnics and that there, if it's not damn crocodiles, it's bloody sharks.
Mm.
And if you've got a couple of minutes, John, I'll tell you a rather chilling story that you were mixed up in.
Yeah.
I did an interview with you 3 or 4 years ago about crocodiles, and we got onto the subject of sharks, right? Mm. Probably 4 years ago.
Yeah.
We hung up. Your office rang and said, John, there's a commercial fisherman in Lizard Island wants to talk to you. We can't give you your number without your permission. I said, Ali wants to abuse me. Put him on. Anyway, he said, this is so-and-so. I can't remember his name for John and bugger if I can.
Yeah.
From the fishing vessel Diane. You know what happened to the Diane, don't you?
Yes.
Yes, the Diane's the boat that sunk in central Queensland with only one crew.
Yeah.
And he told me he had friends all around Australia, commercial fishing friends, and they're all saying the same thing. So he said, unless they get, and I agree with him, go back to the days when the commercial guys were allowed to catch so many sharks, put a quota on them, for Christ's sake. Nobody wants to kill anything out. Just prune them back a bit. It's like the crocodiles. When I was a kid, we swam all over the Cairns Inlet, swam across from the wharf. Never occurred to anybody there might be a crocodile there.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's about all I can tell you, John, but they are a major problem. I had a well-known guy in Cairns say to me the other day, he loves his fishing, and he said, you press the trigger on the spear gun, he said, within seconds, there's six big sharks turned up.
Oh,
he said, they've learned to follow spearfish around, and they have certainly learned to follow small boats around. Whether they follow the noise of the sounder or the outboard, no one's really sure, but you know, you stop and you put the anchor down, you look over the side, 2 seconds later, there's three sharks looking at you. Come on.
You made a point too, probably a year or two ago now on the program, for parents who obviously let their kids go paddling in the water, for example, I think down around Gordon Vale and downstream from Gordon Vale and the Little Mulgrave. I mean, the point is, that is now quite a serious matter, just kids even paddling in the water up to their waist or whatever.
Yeah, well, Jesus Christ, John, I got told you many times, every person in Gordon Vale, man or woman under the age of 90, learned to swim at the Green Patch or in the creek where I am at Mackey's Creek here.
Mm.
Now, I live on the way to Yarrabah, and the guy down the back shot a big pig the other day that walked out of my cane, and a big old crocodile followed the. He went up to get a drink of water, come back, and his big old crocodile got hold of the pig and carried him into the water.
No.
Now, that was bloody unheard of, because I said to him, I said, oh, mate, if you've got any grandkids, for Christ's sake, don't let them swim here. Them days are gone.
Yes.
And, you know, how it's changed in my lifetime, and what annoys me, John, is a so-called scientist that said, oh, well, it'll take several hundred years for an animal to evolve. Is that a fact? Well, I'll tell you something. When I was a kid, when cane harvesters first come here, we never seen an egret, right? Egrets are a freshwater bird.
Yes.
Now, behind every harvester, there's 400 bloody egrets. They've learned to follow them around. You know, didn't take them 400 years. So, you know, it's... And it's like these bloody sharks. It hasn't taken them a couple hundred years to work out to follow a boat around to get a free feed.
Exactly. By the way, you've got a cheerleader in the background.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer's got to keep me company here. We've been married nearly 60 years, so whatever.
Oh, really?
Say is either.
Oh, a party coming up.
Oh, yeah.
All right, John. I really appreciate this, being able to draw on your experience over the decades, and thank you very much. With the crocodiles, we have got to keep the public informed on these changes in the levels of risk in things we used to take for granted. We've talked about this before. I came to town and all the ropes were hanging off the trees right up the river, Barron River. I mean, all down the Barron River too, there was no hint of any danger from crocodiles. Of course, these days, no one would dream of just jumping off the banks of the Barron, having a swim in the summertime, out of the question.
You see, John, when we were young, it never occurred to us there might even be a crocodile there.
Because there weren't any there.
Well, there weren't any there because they were shot back. And the point is, because of the... There were still plenty of crocodiles in the Cairns Inlet. Don't get me wrong. We used to see them at night with spotlights. But soon as you never got close to them because they had that... And now they've lost their fear of man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like dingoes up on Nares Rock and all that. When an animal, a wild animal, loses its fear of man, look out.
Mm. Got to leave you, but thanks, John. Really interesting discussion. John Mondora, senior fishing writer and founding member of the Cairns and Tablelands Fish Docking Association. That story, by the way, is featured there across page 6 of today's Cairns Post.